Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of his Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to the book of Daniel in the fifth chapter. This past week, I have been reading in the book of Daniel quite a bit. And there's so much we can learn in this book. All the miracles of our Lord with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, Daniel in the lion's den, and how many things Daniel went through with the different kings in Babylon and all these places. Many of the saints were put in jeopardy because Israel was always being taken over by some country. And all because of their sin. The Lord had punished them so many times, but you think they would learn? They always fell back into something. But now here in chapter 5, and we'll begin with the first verse. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and the princes and the wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes and wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and of stone. In that same hour came forth a finger of man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall and of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against the other. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and shall show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have chain of gold upon his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known the king the interpretation thereof. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astounded. Now the queen, by reason of word of the king and his lords, came into the banquet, and the queen spake and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let the countenance be changed. There is a man in the kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers." We'll stop there. Belshazzar had defiled the things that were in Jerusalem, the things that were in the temple, the gold, the silver, and he was drinking with his concubines and his wives and his princes, and they were enjoying themselves and glorifying their gods, actually desecrating the things of God. Don't you think that angered our Lord Jesus Christ? Our Father, the Lord, was so angry and he sees the handwriting on the wall. How many times have you heard that expression? Boy, I saw the handwriting on the wall. I knew what was going to happen next. Sometimes we do see the handwriting on the wall because things come in our lives. Our sister said it with her job, and our sister Sherry with hers. Many of these things happen, but you see it happening because things change. I saw it with my job. The boss called me in one day and said, "Pat, I feel so bad, but I'm going to have to let you go. Things are changing. Things are tough." And I says, "Listen, don't worry about it. I already saw the handwriting on the wall. I saw the customers were changing. Everything was going down. I knew it was going to happen, and I had been praying. But thank God, he undertook. And he'll undertake for us." Now the handwriting was on the wall for Belshazzar. His father, Nebuchadnezzar, had to go through many things. But in the end, he saw the Lord. He saw what the Lord had done for him. He was out in the fields eating with the animals, eating pig slop. He had gone down so low, but through it all, he saw the glory of God. And in his last days, he even glorified the Lord. And he died glorifying God. But Belshazzar wasn't the same way. He desecrated the things of the Lord. He tore them down. He drank out of the He drank out of these chalices and cups that were in the temple of God in Jerusalem. He defiled them, and God was angry. So he wrote these words on the wall. But no one could translate them until the queen mentioned someone, and that someone was Daniel. And they brought Daniel forth, and in the 25th verse of chapter 5. And this is the writing that was written: "Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin." This is the interpretation of the thing, meaning, "God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." Please excuse me, I have a cold. Then commanded Belshazzar, "And thy clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made proclamations concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain." He was slain. For all that he had done, the Lord took him. We are so thankful and so appreciative that we have a God that is merciful. He was merciful to Nebuchadnezzar. He went through a lot of things, but he had to learn. Belshazzar wasn't the same, and the Lord took him. You and I have so much to thank God for this great salvation that he's given us, that we have an opportunity to go before the Lord and ask forgiveness when we do things. And God is willing to forgive us because of Jesus Christ. And don't you think he gets so angry when he sees the things that we do and the world condition, how the world is today? Just this morning, I turned the TV on and hear about this shooting in Orlando. 20 people killed, 40 people injured. You wonder what's going on in the world. But these are things that are going to happen, and he said they would happen. But thank the Lord that we know him. Thank God that we are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Just be thankful every day for what he does for us. And I am thankful, and I know that God is with us, and I see his hand every day and how he undertakes for each and every one of us. Go through these things, yes, but he never said that we would be without trials and temptations, troubles and woes. But God can work if we remain humble. God can work in a humble person. But what does he say about pride? Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You and I know this, and we must remain humble before the Lord. He will work. He will do the things that are necessary, but we must stay humble before our mighty God. Sometimes we don't realize that we go through things, but why do we go through things? Because God is working on us. He's working on us every day. And he's driving us toward the place we should be. And I know all this week, I had been bothered by this cold. But it gave me an opportunity to sit. And I read through the book of Daniel. And the things that you pick up and you read. And you say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy. And just understand that God loves you, dear ones. And he's going to put things in your path at times. But he does put them in your path to draw you closer. Because our God is a God that fixes broken things. Our Lord is working on you and I every day, that someday when we see him face to face, he will say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. Enter. Won't that be a beautiful day that we will see him face to face? And thank God that he's given us the opportunity to have salvation, but there are many that don't. And they are in need. Let's reach out and touch them. Let's do what we can for those lost and dying. We have an opportunity, and we have something that many don't have. We have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We should all thank him this morning that we are able to come to a place and be able to praise his name. And we do. Thank God. Praise his holy name. The name of the Lord be praised.